Good day, everybody. Albert J. Hernandez, the Untamed Chef for Agnet West. And day three of our recipes, I wanted to do something just a little bit sweeter for you because I know you guys will love this right here. Now, always remember that these recipes, though some would say, how are you actually going to learn how to cook off of listening to a radio segment? I know a lot of you are out there already, and I've gotten a lot of great feedback, and I want to keep getting more feedback. So please, make sure to like our Facebook page at Albert J. Hernandez, the Untamed Chef. And send me emails, comments, concerns, questions, anything. I am your chef and I am here to help you. Today we're going to be doing my chocolate amaretto pecan truffles. And I promise this is one thing you're never going to forget. What we're going to need first in a double boiler is we're going to need to melt down some dark chocolate. And I prefer 1 cup. Now remember, a double boiler is when we take a pot and we put a perforated bowl, aluminum or stainless steel, whatever you have, as long as we can get the bowl hot just with the steam from what comes from the pot, then we're able to do a successful bain-marie, or what we call a double boiler. We're going to put in there as well 1 vanilla bean, and we're going to get our vanilla bean. Remember, we split the vanilla bean, and then we're going to go ahead and scoop out the little beans right out of there, and the little black beans. It looks like a little paste, but that is the flavor of the vanilla bean. So whatever you do, if you're going to put the whole bean, make sure you split it in there first, but you have to take it out because we cannot eat the actual bean. I mean, I don't think nothing's going to happen to you, but it's very unappetizing. That's not the kind of food that we cook. Then we're going to add 1 cup of cream, 1/4 cup of red wine, 3 tablespoons of Bailey's liqueur, 1/4 cup of pecans, and then I add in 1 cup of milk chocolate after we melt our dark chocolate. So what we're going to do is we're going to make the ganache with everything. Then we will melt our milk chocolate down, and we will go ahead and we will dip the ganache into the milk chocolate. So that way we have the milk chocolate and the dark chocolate in these truffles. Now remember this, it's very important. After we make our ganache, we have to let this sit for at least 4 to 6 hours. I recommend highly that you put on some nice kitchen safe gloves, disposable of course, so you can roll the truffles however you want. I prefer rolling them into a nice chocolate ganache ball and then letting that sit for another 30 minutes. And then we dip them in the chocolate. And remember, it's very fun when we do this. So we want to always make sure we have our families with us, so we can always encourage them that the stuff we buy all the time, everybody eats chocolate. We can always make sure that they're understanding, you know, what really happens in this process. For this and many more of my untamed recipes, follow me at www.ajhtheuntamedchef.com. And as always, this is Albert J. Hernandez, the Untamed Chef for Agnet West.